All right, so on page Yud Beis, so could we stop like mid-sentence, but he's quoting the Zohar Kodesh talking about, again, I mean, that's the theme of the Hakdama, you know, the importance of Pnimius HaTorah. But so on page Yud Beis, on the right column, so by the bold, right, that's he's quoting from the Zohar. So I guess it's a long passage that he's quoting, because we could start from, you know, sort of a certain beginning point of it. 2, 4, 5, that's six or seven lines from the top by the period. Tochazi? Tochazi, yeah, exactly. Okay, so Tochazi, so the Zohar says, come and see. Right, that's well known, right, that in Zohar Kaddish, it's Tochazi, in Gemara Bavli, it's Toshma. So Tochazi, come and see. Koman de ozalahu alma b'lo yediya. That's what the Zohar was talking about, how important it is to have, to be Isaac and Pnimius HaTorah in this world. And then that was the first part of the Zohar Kaddish talking about the Maila, that if a person was Isaac and Pnimius HaTorah in this world, then when they get up there, all doors are open, and it's all good. Tochazi, now there's a flip side. Tochazi, come and see. Koman d'ozalahu alma b'lo yediya. If a person goes into the next world without this knowledge, aval gav de'isbe uvdin tovin sagin. Even if the person has many good deeds, mafkin le mikol tarndu alma, the person is rejected from all the gates of that world. It's a shocking statement. Tochazi, also come and see. Maksiv, it says in Pasikim, Leisidi locha yofa banoshim. So he says, Im ant asya b'lo yediya, if you come here, you know, without knowledge, without this knowledge, lo yistakla b'chachmasa, ad lo yosas l'hacha, and you didn't investigate the wisdom of Pnimius HaTorah until you've gotten here, v'lo yedata rozen da'alma yiloh, and you don't know the secrets of the higher world, afal gav da'ant yofa b'noshim. Even if you're the most beautiful of women, the mitzvahs meis and tovim, right? Less than kedai l'me'alacha. It's ilach. It's ilach. You should go. Gam parshat pekudei says over there also in the Zarva, as Elishan of Hai chiyusa kedisha kaima kad nishmasa salkis umatis lagabo. There's a certain malach chayis hakodesh, right? A certain malach that stands when the shamas, you know, leave the world and they come in to enter that place. Kedain Shoyla, and this Chaya, one of the Chayas HaKadosh, Kedain Shoyla, Barazin de Chachmas de Mori, starts fehering this, you know, fehering the Neshama, about the higher wisdom. Kufum Hay Chachmasa, the Radif Abba Seif, is Davik, and to the extent that this Neshama has the Chachma and ran after it, and is connected to it, so Hachi Yovle Igre, that's its reward. The Yochel Adavka, Velo Yedvak, and if it was, it's given this fahair, but it didn't pass. So dochile the bar, then the neshama is pushed out. Loy ayal is not allowed to enter. And it sort of has to remain sort of behind this heichal in an embarrassed state. The kadnadli gudfayu in its rough into tchusei kedein kuli bachi gudfayu of oktenloy, and you know then. The wings of the Malachim, which are of fire, burn it. It's something unpleasant. V'hachi yisdan is b'kol yoyman, hiris v'loyden hiris, and this is how it's judged daily. Every time that there's an aliyah, you know, every time, every single day, every single yartzeit, and so on, whenever the neshama goes up, it has to be more refined. And this is scary. I mean, it's, you know, it's a pacha, but in the Shaar Kavanos, it's brought down in... I think it's in the Kabbalah by the Drushim of Shabbos. I think it's by like the Kabbalah of like Mincha and Shabbos. I think that Rizal quotes this. It's a Maisa. The Rizal once doesn't say who, for a reason, but the Rizal once met one of the Gedolim Hakadmonim. That's it's like a Chacham Gadol from the Daras Hakadmonim, And this neshama was like drained somewhere. So Darizal asked, like, what's going on? So the neshama said that I'm being judged. I have to get to a higher madrega, and I have to go through the nechashman again. And there was something wrong, so I have to have a tikkun. So what was the thing? He said that it's a pachad. He said he was once walking in Rishus Rabim, and some dust went into his shoes as he was walking through Rosh Hashanah, and he didn't remove it quick enough. So that's what he's being judged in order to... He has to be masakin that in order to get the... It's the Paisim, it's masasek, it's b'chal, you know, whatever. But you see such a thing, it's like very, very sensitive. So it's such a crazy zach. But so it's like it's a daily. This feher, I guess, is a daily zach, depending on the next madrega that the neshama has to go to. V'afagav the adam tov in islay. And even if the neshama has good deeds, begin to less igra bahu alma. It's an amazing thing. Begin to less igra bahu alma. There's no reward in the higher world. Ki'inu d'mishtali b'chachmasa. The stock will be a card of Marion. There's no reward in the next world like those that in this lifetime are involved in trying to investigate the secrets of their master. So again, so it sounds like from that last line, by the way, that it doesn't chas v'shalom mean that these neshamas don't get reward. It just means there's a certain level of reward that's there for Pnimius HaTaira, and relative to that, nothing is considered anything. So regarding that, so that if a neshama is cut out from that category of reward from Pnimius HaTaira, so we're describing a kilo, they don't get any reward, and they're just being kicked out. They're not being kicked out, chas v'shalom, but it means from that particular madrega of reward that comes from Pnimius HaTaira. V'lesh shiur de'igra dinan yodin chachmas av de'ikar de'mayan. And there's no shiur for this reward. There's no shiur. It's like the reward for Pnimius HaTaira is b'chinas ein tzayf. So anything relative to ein tzayf is already not ein tzayf. You know, it's not less than. It's a different category altogether. Ad kan. U'bilti safik yishtayim adam. So without a question, you read these ayahs, so it's astounding. The hairs of your, you know, of your body can stand up on end. B'shamei divriela, hashneim amarim, these two statements of the Zohar, mashikasadim, like we brought down, that alfakav the isli uvdin tovin sagiyin, that even if a person has good deeds and so on, mafkinle mikol tari duhu alma, right? The person's kicked out of the higher v'sdanis, but kol yayman, the person's judged every day. It's like this. Amnam hamaskil b'divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabban Shaul Tanoim, Mori Mishnah. But the truth is, we do find such a thing. That, for example, he gives the famous example of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, right? The greatest Tanoim, you know, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Mori Mishnah. That beis b'tirosei, that when he, by the time of his estalkas, shayi b'aycha, right? Because the Gemara says that he was crying. And the Talmidim asked him, why are you crying? Beheshev, and he said, Shai Lufana Beit Rachim, he has two paths. Below Yadea, Beis Derech Melichinois, he doesn't know which path he's going to be brought to, right? That's what Gemara says. Now, when Mesech HaSukkah, Sipra of Noirais Gedoilis, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, the Gemara says in Sukkah, amazing things about him. Amr Olav, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Shalinich, Mikra, Mishnah, Halachas, Vagadis, and so on, Maisa, Narkava, Sichas, the Kalam. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was a master in everything, Al Kol Zahal Misyari, but he was still afraid at the end. So, the Gametzino, another example, the Gametzino and the Rebbe Vo, right? The Gemara says about Rebbe Vo, Shufrei, have a me'en Shufrei de Yaakov Avinu, Rebbe Vo. Kvi Keshenish Masai, by obviously his Neshama was deeply connected to Yaakov. Amro of the Gemara, and regarding Rebbe Vo, the Gemara says, She'olov Nemar Zakim V'Nasei Panim, Zuhu Arayish Dar Rebbe Vo, Shai Naisin Panim V'Dar Bavurai. The Gemara says about Rebbe Vo that that the whole generation was like the Rabban Shalom had unbelievable, like the whole generation had chayin because of Rebbe Vo. So Rebbe Vo. Vayarim v'shas b'tira asai. And when he died, by the time of his b'tira, the Chazal say that Rebbe Vo said, "Vani amarti l'rik yigati." That it's mamish, it was all nothing. L'toyu v'hevel k'ichi kilisi. I wasted my efforts with nothing. So you have all these things. So these tzaddikim and gemurim, like at the end of the day, they're nervous.
Very similar to what
the
Rebbe said.
Yeah. For nothing. How so you have to understand. The truth is that fear and that statement is itself a simon of them being oimed on the side of Pnimius HaTaira. As we mentioned many times, the holding of Pnimius HaTaira is not the Chachma itself. It's the Nekuda Pnimius, it's the Shechina, it's the Etzem Elikus. What is it feeling? What does it mean when you contact that? It means that you're afraid that you don't have anything. That complete bittel, that complete shiflas hanefesh. It's like when Hashem said, like Moshe says to Aaron, right? L'mata b'ish l'kach b'charta. So the Sfarim say, right, Aaron was embarrassed, the Chet Egel, so he didn't feel like he was worthy of him. So Moshe said, Lamat Abayish, what are you embarrassed? The Kach Nukharta, you've been chosen for this. So this form say, the Pshat is, Lamat Abayish, what are you embarrassed? The Kach Nukharta, because of your Busha, that's why you've been chosen. that uncertainty that the tzaddikim have at the very, very end, or even what might even sound like a yish, like Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai is unsure. Rabbi Vo is saying it's all fafam. But that itself is already connecting all of their learning and all of their avaida to the Nekuda Pnimis. And that Nekuda Pnimis is ayin. So how do you? So when that Nekuda of ayin, of nothingness, of supernal nothingness, of true nothingness is somehow expresses itself in the nefesh, it expresses itself in these types of statements. That, like, for example, that Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, right? So the Gemara says he's crying, he's not sure, is it derech malichin I see? I'm not sure which I'm going to go, Gan Eden or Gehenim. And then the Gemara says, like, in the same breath, the Gemara says, then he said, take all the kalim out, right? Because he's about to be mistalik, and prepare a throne, a seat for Chizkiyo Melch Yehuda that's coming, and it's coming to be Malavimi. Where? To Gehenim. So it's like, I thought you were uncertain. Okay, so you just say he was uncertain, and now he knows. The Gemara says that Chizkiyo was supposed to be Mashiach, right? And that was the plan, right? But Chizkiyo was. It's not a stira. The uncertainty of Yochanan Zakkai is not a stira with him also knowing that he's going to Gan Eden. It doesn't make sense. How could you know that you're going to Gan Eden, but also be worried that you're going to Ganem? Okay, that's the maifis. That's the like I mentioned from the Gemara before, like the humility and the shiflus and nefesh of tzaddikim is a maifis. It doesn't make any sense. It's nice yefachim, but it's an expression of that nukudas habitl. So it's not. Like, you have to understand, what's the point of the Zohar saying this to us? What's the point? What gilui is happening with the Zohar? Every single line of the Zohar is being megala something. It's a gilui of R. What's the gilui of just saying that, oh, if you don't have Pnimius HaTorah, if you're learning Zohar, it means you have Pnimius HaTorah. So what are we talking about? Memanashach. Right? If you know the Zohar, it means you're holding. So good. If you're not learning the Zohar, then what's not?
It's like, if you weren't learning this, this would happen to you.
Right, so what's the point? The answer is, it's being megala. This is the site of Sisser Tyre. The site of Sisser Tyre is feeling that, uh-oh, when I get there, I'm going to get it. Not as a yish or as a, like a, because of the nekuda sabitl, the nekuda vayin, like that. That's how you know that the Torah that you're connected to is like connected to the Shekhinah. Because when you come out on the other end, even more concerned that you're going to Gan. Right? But when it's the Kedusha, then it doesn't result in Yish. It just results in that Lamata Baish, Lakach and Charta.
There's long by the Zohar, but it's similar, it's the same, it sounds like the same spot that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai found himself in, Rabbi Vo.
Yeah. Like, you know, hiding but under the...
hey, I don't know what's going to happen talking about.
Right, right, you're not sure.
Yeah, I don't think it seems like the same thing. So.
Right, right, it's a... probably the biggest thing you can want to be in that spot, like under, you know, not in the Hechel, like just on the bottom. Right? To a certain degree, holding the whole thing up. Right? So he says over here, now let's just try to go over to B'chol Bar Seichel. Yeah, B'chol Bar Seichel, Yitami, Medvarim Eilu. Well, Yevunu Zulasi, B'mashakos of La'el. The only way to understand this and to appreciate this is what we, like maybe what we said before, Inin Hefresh Esekatar Kfi Apshat. That to appreciate the difference. Torah based on Pshat alone, she taras Oilam Hazah. Asher he hevel if nei torasa shel Mashiach v'taras olam haba. That's the meaning of what Rav said. The toyu v'hevel koicha kilisi. In other words, like maybe, but again, that's the point. Like you can't. The nukudah is like I mentioned on Shabbos. Like elohim asech l'sas lechem. Like if you could say, if you could answer the call. If you could answer the feher, it was like, that means that you failed it, right? If you could say like yeah, that's the Kisyakov. Like if you could say that, then it's not then no. Then no. So you have to...
That is what's failing.
Right. So it doesn't say... Again, if you have to... Someone that's completely dovek to Pinyin Satira in Ba'aymek Sheba'aymek, then he passes the test. But who says... We're used to thinking that, like, a test down here, which is like, you get the answers correct. But what's the correct answer? Maybe the correct answer is, I have no idea. Maybe that's the correct answer. The correct answer is, I have no idea where the Kisei Kavod is. Right? That's always when the Gemara says that they give you a test, like, do you know where the Kisei Kavod is and how big Zachin are? Who says the answer is yes? Maybe the answer is, I don't know. Maybe that's the right answer. But not an I don't know, like, because I've never heard of it. I don't know because it's
not knowable.
It's not knowable. And it's Rusa Deliva. It's something that only the heart is aware of. That's the real answer. So maybe that's the real secret, is to be under the Hegel, not in the Hegel. Alright. So the Rechaim Yitzchak says, if I came to explain all of these chazals, so yichla zman, v'himla yichlu, we wouldn't have enough time. But again, but to appreciate at least simply, you know, quickly based on what we said before. Kischar mitzvahs v'atoyer ha'pashtonis yiboylam hazeh u'b'gan eden ha'aretz. It's gan eden ha'tachton. You know, that's what I said before, is that it doesn't mean you don't get schar. It means there's a certain madrego schar from Pnus HaTorah, which is Ein Sof b'china. And from that, your person is rejected. On the lamela almi law, to get to the higher world, then iyav sh'ad sh'yasek adam b'kol yicholtoi k'fiyah sh'tase yodai b'chachmas hazayr. The Eloi, and if not, then the person is rejected. And that's what, even within the person's neshama, there's a part of them that's more nigla, there's a part of them that's more nister. So it's not just like the person, what gan eden are you? There's a part of you that's more shaykh to gan eden ha-tachtoin, which is the nigla part, and there's a part of you which is more shaykh to Sisri Torah, to Gan Eden Elyon. So the Ruach and the Nefesh, for example, that's going to be more connected to Gan Eden HaTachtoin. Amnam HaNashama, Shechelka Hayah B'Saydus HaTorah. So, Neneshes, so if the person was not Isaac in Pinyin HaTorah, then the part of their soul, which should have been, which is called the Neshama, that's the part that has to go through Tikkunim. V'Sakonis L'Bar Meichel Ne'iloh, that's the part that's being described over here, being kicked out, and so on, Gan Eden Elyon. That's what it says over there. That's the lashon of the neshama. When the neshama goes up, didn't say nefesh and ruach. Nefesh and ruach doesn't get this test, because nefesh and ruach is just the question of, like, did you do the mitzvahs properly, or were you Isaac in nigla? But the neshama, then the question is, were you Isaac inside? So that's a different part. Don't be so overwhelmed when you see chazals, these types of things. Everything has its place in time. Okay, let's just stop with this convenience now. Shkoyach.